2024 Yakandanda Folk Festival was held from 22nd to 24th of March and once again boasted a mouth-watering lineup of local and international acts. Indigo FM's presenters staked out our studios to record interviews and live-to-air performances with a number of the artists. Here's an interview with Ganga chatting to Scott.
Scott, here with you here at Yakandanda Folk Festival here on Indigo FM. We've also had a whole stack of artists through the studio today, coming and having a chat to us, also playing live, and we're up to about the 10th band, I think, to come through, so it's been a pretty active day here at Indigo FM. So this band are called Ganga, I think, and pronunciation could vary a bit, I suppose, but I'm having a crack here and see how I go. But they're from Norway, and they're on their first tour of Australia, and they meld a few different music styles, such as metal, jazz, and rock. I've heard great things about them, so let's welcome them to the airways of Indigo FM and also to the Yakandanda Folk Festival. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And we've got five of them squeezed in the studio. Only one instrument, though, and it's a pretty small one. Spare space on the side if anyone else wanders in that might want to join us. So we've got Matthias, Henrik, Oscar, Richard, and Jonas. Yep. And so, guys, tell us a little bit about your band. And you're from Norway. Is it from what part of Norway? Is it Oslo? Or?
So we're called Gangar. Or Gangar, whatever you want to say. And we're a Norwegian folk rock band. And what we mean by that is very sort of like folk and rock. So we take folk music melodies and combine them with rock and metal and jazz and blend all of our individual styles together and kind of create our sound that way.
Strong music scene there to play festivals, I guess, be over summer. And
we actually have played more abroad than we played inside of Norway, but it might have to do with the scale of Norway, you know. Folk scene is kind of niche, and when you come to Norway, it gets really small. So,
As far as this tour that you're doing and first tour of Australia, how's that been going, and how long's it been going for?
It's been going great. We arrived just at the end of February, and then we've played so far first Kabargo Folk Festival, Port Ferry Folk Festival, Blue Mountains Festival, and now we're here at Yakandanda.
Yeah, and what are the audience's responses? And
amazing.
Yeah. Yes.
We've gotten great feedback from the get-go, like really surprisingly great feedback.
I remember our first concert, the artistic director of Kabargo said, like, well, on Fridays people are usually pretty calm, so you might want to play a more listening set and informative. Tell the audience about what the music is, what the traditions are, and give them a taste of that, a taste of Norway. And we walked on stage and they were just like headbanging like crazy. Yeah. We're like, well, okay, so that's that. Let's.
And we sort of took the same approach yesterday, but we got a dance floor going on the second song. So
yeah.
It's fantastic.
Okay. Awesome.
Great response.
You can never predict these kind of things because Australia is so far away, and having just toured Norwegian festivals and European festivals where people, I would probably guess, not to make any presumptions, have more of a sort of understanding of what Norwegian folk is, we could not predict whether this would be a complete failure or actually work out well with Australian audiences. So far, very positively surprised.
Yeah.
So, so you played a show, what venue were you in yesterday? Was it the Marquee?
Yeah.
Okay, and are you there again today?
Tonight and tomorrow night.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure when I looked at the schedule, I saw they had you at the Marquee, all three. And they must figure, these guys are going to go around really well. They obviously know the sort of vibe they want for this venue, because you're playing, is it fairly late at night?
I think we're on at 11 or something, quarter to 11. Yeah.
Okay, so bit of responsibility that time night to send people home pretty...
Be there and have a party.
Energized,
yeah.
We can definitely get people to go home as well. Don't worry about that.
Matthias, you've brought in an instrument, haven't you?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, well, what have you got there that you might be able to knock out a tune on?
It's what we would call a type of hardanger fiddler, a haringfele. But this specific one is Bastardfele, or the bastard fiddle, which is like a mix between a hardanger fiddle and a regular violin.
Okay.
And the hardanger fiddle is the national instrument of Norway, and a lot of our music with Gangad is based around the hardanger fiddle traditions.
Okay.
It's mostly played solistically, but not in our case. Then we rock them up. But especially what kind of makes it... The hardanger fiddle is the four sympathetic strings underneath the fingerboard that sing along with the top strings that are played on.
Okay.
And ornaments and elaborate pen drawings all over it. Not on this one, but on the other one I have with me.
Okay. Yep. No worries. We're just juggling a lot of instruments and cases and things here, but it's all going pretty well. So, so is this an instrumental you'll do?
I'll do an instrumental if you'd like.
Sure. Yeah.
You might want to play a song while I tune.
Okay, yeah, no worries. Well, I don't mind a bit of tuning going on in the background, so maybe if we just keep chatting a little bit about other instrumentation in your band. So do each of you just want to run through who does what and that kind of thing? So start with you, Richard.
Yeah, I'm the guitarist.
Yep.
I have like the heavy metal influence on the band. I play really like distorted high gain guitars.
Yep.
And I, my name is Oscar. I'm the saxophone player. So I get to try to copy Matthias out of tune melodies on the fiddle, just on my saxophone. I play mainly alto sax, but when we are able to, we like to do it a bit more heavy with the baritone sax as well. Get
okay.
A bit more rocked up.
Yeah, cool. Okay.
Yeah, I'm Henrik. I'm the drummer.
Yep.
I'm the one keeping time for these guys.
Allegedly.
And I'm Jonas. I'm the bass player.
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. And what about vocals? Who does vocals?
Well, we usually don't sing anything. We are instrumental band. But,
okay.
Sometimes we just shout something in the microphones. Just
all together.
All together.
To smear out the faults.
Smear out the faults and get the people going.
We do quite a handful of Norwegian little drinking songs and sort of small poems that are kind of metal themed, but are very traditional and old.
The things you don't have to be able to sing.
Right,
exactly.
And to get the audience going. Instead of us.
The song, as we say in Norway.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
so I'll play a little something that I played last night, which is called Reindagen, or the Rainy Day. And it's a springar, which is a type of dance from it's called Telemark area of Norway. And the interesting thing about these kind of dances is that they have an asymmetrical triple meter. So instead of going 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, you'll have 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, which is also something that might be found in Balkan music and the asymmetrical sort of, just knock down the wash.
Oh,
thank you.
Okay, wow, that was pretty amazing. Thanks for that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You say, but this was a Hardanger fiddle. And the sort of calling card here is that there's the top strings, like a regular violin. And then there's the strings below that I don't touch, but thanks to physics, they resonate.
Yeah.
They're almost in tune.
Mm.
The more there are in tune, the more the fiddle will start ringing, and it just doesn't sound like a fiddle anymore because it gets so like sort of overtone heavy. And that's why at the like national competitions in Norway, the best fiddle players will spend like 15 minutes tuning before they play a single note, and everyone's just like there. But I aspire to that. That's my dream.
Okay. Yeah. Have you been playing?
I started playing when I was 9, but. I started dancing when I was 4, so a lot of like the rhythms and the sort of nuances were in like I had them in my blood already when I started playing, which made that a whole lot easier to like get the rhythms right. Sort of.
Yeah, sure. If people want to find your music, what sort of channels are best? I've got a Bandcamp page up now, which has got all your. Oh, I think your latest releases on there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Basically, any streaming service will do.
Yeah.
Yep. So it's GANGAR for anyone listening out there. That's how it's spelled. But the shows here, you've got 2 more to go. So people can just, what was it, 10:45 tonight, was it at the Marquee? Yep. And then tomorrow, what time again? Do you know? Fairly late?
2 o'clock,
yeah.
2 p.m.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, all right. Also at the Marquee. And so people can obviously come and connect with you there if they're tuning in now. And yep.
Absolutely. And if you really want to help us out and listen to our music, we also brought CDs for sale.
Well, that's
the
great.
Best way, actually.
Yeah. Well, hey, CDs are, they're almost nostalgic these days, I mean, who knows in 20 years time there might be a revival in CDs like the way vinyl has. So hold on to those CDs, they could be valuable. But no, that's okay, that's great to know. Thanks for that. I don't think I'm doing too much else at 10:45 tonight, so I've got that free in my schedule. It's been a busy start to the day, but I will catch you later on. And enjoy the rest of the festival. Enjoy your time here in Australia too. I think you said it's sort of coming towards the end, is it? Just a few more shows after this?
A few more weeks.
Yeah.
Next one is the National Folk Festival.
Yeah,
our last festival.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. All right.
I have one last little plug to throw in here. We've been told that our social media game is terrible. So please follow us on Instagram. GANGAR Gangar Band. You'll find us there. Then you can see what we're up to.
Awesome. Good job. Thanks very much, guys. Thanks for coming in. And we'll go over this track of yours, which it's Sukariya Sat or something.
That means sugar is sweet, and the lyrics are sugar is sweet, liquor is good, and the girls in Telemark dance at least as good.
Okay.
It makes no sense, but doesn't have to.
All right, great. Okay, let's have a listen to them right now. And this is Ganga, is it? No?
Yeah.
Ganga. Near enough? Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for having us.